Shalom, everybody. At the end of Parsha Shlach, we hear about the mitzvah of tzitzis. We say these psukim every morning and every night as the third paragraph of Kriya Shema. And in this Parsha of tzitzis, the Torah tells us what impact the tzitzis are supposed to have on us. In Perek Lamed Tes, Pasuk Mem, the Torah says, Lema'an tizkeru. Look at the tzitzis, wear tzitzis, so that you'll remember and keep all of my mitzvos, says Hashem, and be holy to your God. It's a very powerful pasuk. It's a critical command. Keep the mitzvos, and through them, be holy. However, if that is what the Torah is telling us, the pasuk right before that pasuk seems to say the exact same thing. In Perek Tesvav Pasuk Lamed Tes, the Torah says, "Ur isem oso, look at the tzitzis, uzchartem es kol mitzvos Hashem, vasisem osam, look at the tzitzis and remember all of Hashem's mitzvos and do the mitzvos, velo sasuru acharei levavchem veacharei einechem, asher atem zonim achareihem, and you should not wander after your hearts and after your eyes, which can lead you to immorality." This too is a very powerful pasuk, but it seems to be exactly what the Torah just says. Why would the Torah say "Uzchartem es kol mitzvos Hashem va'asisem osam" if the Torah in the pasuk right before that said "Leman tizkeru"? This question is asked by the Chafetz Chaim, Rabbi Yisrael Meir HaKohen, who died in 1933. The Chafetz Chaim wrote a sefer called the Chafetz Chaim on the halachos of Lashon Hara. But he also wrote a sefer called Shmiras HaLashon. It's about the musr against Lashon Hara and against evil speech in general. And in the sefer Shmiras HaLashon, in Chelek Beis, at the end of Perek Beis, the Chafetz Chaim asks this question about the seeming additional wording in Kriya Shema, and he says the following fundamental idea. It is, of course, certainly true what the Torah says in the second pasuk. Lema'an tizkeru va'asisem es kol mitzvosai v'yisem kroshim lelokeichem. That is obviously true. However, the first pasuk, telling us v'lo sasuru acharei levavchem v'acharei einechem, adds a fundamental and powerful rule about doing mitzvos and keeping mitzvos. When is it true that doing mitzvos and performing mitzvos brings you to Kedusha? When does va'asisem es kol mitzvosai bring you to v'yisem kedoshim lelokeichem? Only when the previous pasuk is also true, v'lo sasuru acharei levavchem v'acharei einechem. The only way for mitzvos to have a long-term holy impact on us is only if and only when we are careful not to let our eyes wander and not let our hearts wander away from Hashem. I mentioned in a previous FMT that the Meraglim in our Parsha are not really referred to Meraglim at all. They're really told to Lasur es Eretz Kanaan, exactly the same words as in the Parsha of Tzitzis, Velo Sasuru. And our job is to be unlike the Meraglim, Velo Sasuru. Unlike the Meraglim, we must be careful about what we see, and we must be careful of what we interpret and how we interpret what we see. Wandering eyes and wandering hearts are the perfect recipe for the opposite of Kedusha. They are the perfect recipe for getting farther away from Hashem, Chas V'Shalom, not closer. You can do mitzvos all day long, but it's not only about the doing, it's about the Kedusha associated with performing mitzvos. If we perform mitzvos with wandering eyes and wandering hearts, looking at things we're not supposed to look at, and thinking about things we're not supposed to think about, taking us away from Hashem, God forbid, then what have we accomplished? The Chafetz Chaim says that this can be compared to a home that is full of dust and dirt and plaster all over the place. It's just a mess all around. If you bring in golden plates and dishes into that home, the home will not become nicer. It's not going to look nicer. Just the opposite. The plates will become dirty. What do you have to do first? First, you have to clean the house and then bring in the nice dishes. And that is the case with you and with me. We have been given the infinite gift of Torah and mitzvos that enable us to get closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to become holy through them. That's what we say all the time, Asher Kiddushanu b'mitzvosav. But that is only true, and that can only happen when we also fight our Yetzer Hara and not let it dwell within us. When we fight it from beginning, from becoming a part of who we are. Sure, we must make sure we fulfill Va'asisem es kol mitzvosai. but we must also do our best. Velo sasuru achrei levavchem veachrei einechem. And when we do that, then and only then are we zoche to v'hiisem kedoshim lelokechem. Have an amazing day, everyone.